Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Come on, let's get going now.
From KMOX Sports.
We're primed and ready.
All day, baby.
Man, let's go.
This is the Graybar Sports Open Live. Graybar, your distributor for electrical and datacom needs on 104.1 FM, KMOX.
Here we go. Welcome in. It is a Graybar Sports Open Line on KMOX, our only full two-hour program this week, as we'll have short shows the rest of the week. Tomorrow for SLU basketball, Thursday for Thursday Night Football. Friday is going to be countdown to opening day show. We'll be delaying that by a day this week because of Thursday Night Football. So this is your one chance to have a two-hour Sports Open Line. Glad to be with you. As always, if you want to chime in on what we're talking about, you can do so by calling or texting 314-436-7900. 314-436-7900. You can tweet at me at Matt Pauley on air, MattPauley on air, or you can leave a comment on the video stream if you happen to be watching on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. So that is the way that you get in contact with the program today. Here's what we've got coming up. A few guests are going to be joining us in about 10 minutes. We're going to be joined by our friend Lynn Worthy, sports columnist with the Post-Dispatch and STL Today. We'll talk Cardinals, probably get a little Blues in there as well. Later on this hour, Tom Timmerman, also from the Post-Dispatch and STL Today, is scheduled to join us. We'll get his thoughts on City SC making the announcement on a new head coach. So they once again are putting together the new leadership structure over at City. What does Tom think about the announcement that was made today? We'll talk with him about that at 7:05. So just about a little bit less than an hour from now, we're going to talk with Corey Riggs, Director of Broadcasting with Missouri State Sports, as he is the play-by-play announcer for football on radio, and he's going to be on the call of the Xbox Bowl coming up later on this week. As Missouri State, they've got an opportunity to play in a bowl game, and we'll see if they can come up with a win. They match up against Arkansas State from Frisco, Texas on Thursday evening, and that's a big thing for Missouri State Athletics. So we will talk with him. And we'll also hear a little bit later on in the program from Blues coach Jim Montgomery. He spoke with the media earlier today, and we'll play back some of what he had to say. So that's a kind of a rundown of what's going to be coming up on the show today. Still no official word from the Cardinals regarding Dustin May. And there are things that do have to happen. There's physicals to go through. There's a lot. But I am more and more and more convinced that they may be slow playing this signing because they think that there's an opportunity to maybe work through some other things and clear a 40-man roster spot in other ways other than signing Dustin May, losing, you know, being forced to remove somebody from the 40-man roster. And then a few days later, you trade away a Brendan Donovan, you trade away a Jojo Romero, you trade away a Wilson Contreras, and all of a sudden you've got an open 40-man roster spot where if you just would have been able to wait a little bit on Dustin May, that might you might not be in that spot. Now, I would assume it's not a wait forever type scenario, but I would think that that's part of what's going on right now. And just at some point, they will announce Dustin May, and we'll see when that's going to happen. Major League Baseball overall, we're seeing a few more things start to move forward. The Cubs made a move today as they bring back Caleb Thielbar, as he's going to be back with the club. He really pitched well for the Cubs this past year, had a 2.64 ERA in 67 games. So the Cubs are trying to really shore up their bullpen, and that's a big part of who's going to end up winning the NL Central this upcoming season. Just what the bullpen's going to end up looking like. There are some teams that have done better than others when it comes to bullpens. There's teams that have done better than others when it comes to protecting leads. I would contend the Cardinals have only won as many games as they have won as a result of the really good bullpen work, both from a just a performance standpoint of the actual relief pitchers, and also I think from a decision-making process and a usage standpoint of Oliver Marmol, the way he's been able to maneuver the bullpen. I always say this, like there are people who don't like Oliver Marmol. I'm well aware of that. That's something that has been made incredibly clear to me. I think even, not all of them, but I think even some of the individuals who are not fans of Oliver Marmol can recognize the fact that he is pretty good managing a bullpen, that is without a doubt one of his strengths and one of the things that he does particularly well, and he has shown that each of the last 2 years. Now, that doesn't mean that every move he makes is going to work. That doesn't even mean, there are times he makes moves that I disagree with a little bit on the way that he uses the bullpen, but I think he's pretty good at it. Just because you're not bad in 1,000 doesn't mean you're not good at it. And we'll watch and see how the bullpen ends up playing out. And that's probably going to be an area that the Cardinals add to at some point in time. Now, we go back to what we just talked about with Dustin May, because you're probably holding up a little bit as a result of the 40-man situation, where the 40-man roster is completely full and the club probably doesn't want to lose anybody off the 40-man roster here at this moment. There are some guys that they can remove from the 40-man roster if they need to, and if they're forced into that, I'm sure they'll be ready to do it. But for the most part, I would think that they would like to hold on to all, you know, most if not all of the players who are currently on that 40-man roster. So all that being said, if you want to add your bullpen, that's probably one where you're going to have to wait a little bit of time. And you're also probably going to be reacting to whether or not you move on from Jojo Romero. Because if you move on from Jojo Romero, there's going to be that much more pressure to add a veteran left-hander out of the bullpen. It's a right-handed, they just don't have a lot of lefties down there in the pen. And that's an area that they definitely can add to. All right, again, we've got a lot coming up on the program today. We are going to be joined by Lynn Worthy coming up in just a few moments. Later on this hour, Tom Timmerman. It's the All Post-Dispatch STL Today Hour. And then next hour, Corey Riggs, broadcaster with Missouri State. He'll be on the call for the Xbox Bowl on Thursday night when Missouri State looks to win a bowl game for the first time in the program's history, playing their first year as a member of FBS football. Again, if you want to join us, 314-436-7900, 314-436-7900. We'll take a break, have more in just a moment. This is a Graybar Sports Open Line on KMOX.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's a Great Bar Sports Open Line right here on KMOX. We appreciate you spending a little bit of time with us today. We're very happy to welcome on to the program. He is our friend from the Post-Dispatch and STL Today. He is a sports columnist. He is Lynn Worthy. Lynn, thanks for taking some time with us today. How are you?
I'm doing good. Glad to be with you.
As a former baseball beat writer, were you glad not to be at the baseball winter meetings where it was 3 days of waiting for something to happen that nothing actually ever did?
No, I wouldn't say I was glad not to be there. It's always one of those events that your calendar revolves around and everybody's in the same place and all that sort of thing. But from the aspect of, the off season is the off season. So you're always waiting for things that you're not sure are going to happen or when they're going to happen. And maybe they'll look differently than what you actually thought. And then obviously, shortly after the winter meetings, there's a move that kind of happened, but it hasn't yet officially happened. Mm-hmm. So there's always things.
Part of me wonders, and I've openly wondered this, are they slow playing the Dustin May thing, thinking that they're close on one of these trades and they don't want to lose somebody off the 40-man roster? So if they slow play the official signing of May, maybe they can make that after they trade away a player and they have an open 40-man spot. Do you think I might be on the right path on that?
I tend to think so. I mean, when a deal is agreed upon and then there's this delay, you start wondering, okay, is something going wrong? Is there something with the physical, especially a guy who's had injury? But at the same time, it feels like Himes been pretty open about them looking at different things, gauging interest in some of their guys. I think just this past weekend on your station, him talking with Tom Ackerman, it sounded like, maybe even within this week something could happen. So that makes me lean towards, okay, maybe there really is, a trade that, that could finalize within the same time period, in which case then it's like, well, you add this guy to the 40-man as a free agent, you have to let somebody go, and then if you make a trade that where you're talking about prospects or guys that don't have to go in the 40-man, then you potentially lost a guy because you couldn't, just for a matter of logistics of a day or two. So that's why it makes me think that maybe that is what's going on.
There's been all kinds of reports and speculation about the kind of return that the Cardinals could potentially get for Brendan Donovan. And recent reports have started naming specifically from Seattle and San Francisco some of the top prospects in those organizations. What do you think at the end of the day is going to be the kind of value that the Cardinals can get for a Donovan?
So it's funny because it was late in September. I actually had written a column where I said that I thought Donovan would be the best play for them with Donovan. The way he'd help them the most would be to stay with them, and talked about his experience, his versatility, consistency, the fact that he can move him around. And as they're trying to figure out how the rest of the pieces fit together, he makes everything fit because of that. He's also got that link to the last, Yadi Albert year. And in my mind, I did not think that the return was potentially what we've been hearing lately. And so, I completely stand behind that, especially at that time. And I still think that's right. But at the same time, I'm like, well, if we're talking about a top 50 prospect and another prospect, or a guy who could potentially compete for a starting rotation spot this season, and another prospect, then you gotta look at that. So, I thought Donnie would have been a piece that you could hold on to and give you value, even though you're in this rebuild. But if you're talking about, like the guy that's been reported, I think, by The Athletic in Seattle, Montas, and just reading some of his background from Baseball America, if he's the type of power prospect that they're touting, and that's the type of guy, and somebody else, then, you got to really look at that one. Names get put out there. You don't know for sure how serious that is, if that's really what the return looks like. But if that's a possibility, then you got to explore that. And if you're talking about a guy, I think Baseball America's write-up had compared him to him because he had trained with Yordan Alvarez's trainer, or swing coach, and compared it to that way. If you're talking about a guy like that, especially where some of the power prospects they've had in recent years obviously are still – haven't quite found it, but if you can add a guy like that to your system, that changes the outlook on that a little bit.
Before we get you out of here, I want to talk Blues for just a moment. You wrote a column recently that had more of a positive spin about the reaction that the team had to some things that were going on in the physical play and so forth. But then they come back out and they lose yesterday to the Predators 5-2. Doug Armstrong pulled local media aside today and had kind of a real world conversation with them on where this team is at. It just feels like every single time something is there that gives you a little bit of hope, they very quickly are able to get rid of that hope with a bad performance.
Yeah, it just seems like they're kind of stuck in this middle ground where, obviously they haven't played well enough to make you think that that they're a contending team. They haven't played well enough to make you think that what you saw at the end of last season was, what this team really is. At the same time, you've had injuries. You've had, it's been one thing after another. I wasn't out there today for practice, but just reading what my colleague Matthew DeFranks had written, like Doug Armstrong pointed to sort of, some of the, in 1 month, maybe it's goaltending. Another month, you got some issues with, underproducing forward players. And then you get injuries piling up. So it's like it's a moving target in some ways. And then on top of that, I think there's just a real question about this core group of players and whether or not they have to shake that up. And it's still December, so there's not necessarily a motivation for a lot of other teams to make those moves, the ones that you'd have to, be dealing with. So it's just sort of – it feels like they're kind of stuck right now. And the only thing that you can really hope for is that they start playing better, that they at least become a little bit consistent in the group that they have, and then go forward from there. But even that has not been easy to come by in these recent games.
It's really challenging for me to talk about them, Lynn, because I have eyes and I can watch them play, and it leaves a ton to be desired. But then I can bring up the standings page and I see that they're only 4 points out of a playoff spot, and they can make that up in 2 weeks if they need to. So everything that they wanted to accomplish when the season got started is there for the taking. They just aren't playing consistent enough hockey to get there.
Yeah, and that's, I mean, like, so, like you say, it's not like it's, the season's not over for them by any means yet, and they could still make a run. It's just, you're not seeing the things that would make you, they give you the encouragement that there's a run in there, just because they can't seem to you know, string together, you know, I mean, they still, I don't think, have won, you know, three games in a row, so it's, and so you're, to think that they're going to go on this run is, you know, that's a bit of faith that I don't think they've earned at this point. And again, like I say, that just that core group just over, you know, really the last couple of seasons, you know, whether it's been coaching changes, they've made some changes in terms of personnel adding to, you know, whether that's, you know, the Broberg and Holloway or bringing in Fowler. And like, so, and then in this offseason, so like they've made these changes to the group with that core group still there. And it's still not consistent. It makes you think that, well, maybe this is the year that they have to shake some of that up so that they can maybe put things in place for going forward with some of these young guys now in the mix as well when they're healthy.
I'm not a hot take guy, but when I saw today that Doug Armstrong said that they're not going to sell for 50 cents on the dollar, my reaction is sell 50 cents on the dollar. Clear the cap space, clear the roster spots. This group is not going to win you anything of significance. So move on from some of these guys in whatever way you need to, even if the return isn't great, and give your chance to kind of rebuild the core of the roster.
Well, I mean, there's two things there. One is, you know, you're never going to, even if you're going to sell it for 50 cents on the dollar, you're not going to come out and say it. It's, you know, it's sort of like the people say, well, you know, Heimblum said they're not going to release, you know, Nolan Arenado, which I don't think they necessarily will. But even if it is an option, you don't put it out there because then you can't trade him. You're not, you can't expect to actually get anything back if your public posture is like, yeah, well, we might just let him go. Then nobody is going to make that deal. And if you're out there saying, well, yeah, we just need to, you know, shake things up and get what we can get, then how are you going to actually negotiate a trade if you're like, yeah, we'll take 50 cents on the dollar? Like, that's so one part of it is posturing. The other part of it is, you know, I think it's still somewhat early to for them to, and with all the injuries, to really have a gauge on what this looks like. But I think as you get closer to that trade deadline, that tune may change, especially depending on how things unfold on the ice in these next couple of weeks.
He is Lynn Worthy. You read him in the Post-Dispatch and at STLtoday.com, working as a sports columnist. Lynn, really appreciate you taking some time. If we don't talk to you before then, have a very Merry Christmas, and I hope to see you very soon.
Well, thank you for having me, and same to you. I hope all is well.
Awesome. Very good. That is Lynn Worthy joining us on the program, and we appreciate him taking some time with us. We're going to go from one Post-Dispatch writer to another because City SC, they have a new head coach. What should we know about this guy? We're going to ask Tom Timmerman. That's next. This is a Graybar Sports Open Line on KMOX. It's Graybar Sports Open Line rolls on right here on KMOX. My name is Matt Pauly. Earlier today, City SC officially announced something that had been reported about a day earlier. They have a new head coach. His name is Johan DeMay, and he comes over to City SC after most recently he was working as an assistant coach with the Columbus Crew. So unlike the last time that they had to make a hire and they went with somebody who had a more international background, they bring in somebody who has been working in Major League Soccer. To talk through this, we're very happy to welcome back onto the program, does an outstanding job covering City SC and doing a whole lot of other things as well for the Post-Dispatch and STL Today. He is Tom Timmerman. You follow him on Twitter at Tom Tim T-I-M-M on the Twitter handle. Tom, thanks for taking some time with us today. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you, man. It's funny, I'm listening, you know, in there's a SLU basketball promo there before this segment. It's like, wait, I'm gonna be there tomorrow for the Bethune-Cookman game. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, we'll see if we have time. We might be able to throw a little SLU basketball here at the end, but this is a big deal. This is another new direction for this team, and Corey Ray coming in as the new sporting director. What's your kind of just overall general takeaway on Johan DeMay becoming the new head coach for City SC?
Yeah, I mean, it's their fifth head coach, if you include interims, in going to be four seasons now. So that's a lot. yeah, you know, DeMay is young. He is 35. He's actually younger than David Critchley, who he's replacing. So, you know, he's got a track record, but, you know, the times he was a head coach, I mean, it was the interim coach the first year of Cincinnati when they were terrible. And so he has a terrible record, and then two games in their second season. So it's hard to get a feel, for his track record. And so much is going to depend on the players, because certainly there's been a lot of coaches through here that have had a tough time. But he's one of those things that the team kind of needs. He's a young, vibrant guy who, has worked with a lot of good players and a very good coach. Wilfred Nancy, the coach at Columbus, was considered one of the best coaches in the league. So he's got a good pedigree as far as that goes. And now he's got to try to turn it into something. And, we'll find out how that goes. He's going to have the support of management. He's worked with Corey Ray before. But what that means as to how long he lasts, about 2 years is about the lifespan for a lot of coaches. So we'll see. But, he is going to, I think, bring something to this team. And he's actually one of the things that the team needs, which is someone who can be the face of the franchise and go out there and because I think this club has lost the enthusiasm of a lot of the fan base, just the way the last 2 years have gone. And so that's something that I think he will be, important. He knows the league. He's been in the league since really 2019, so 5 years in the league. He's been in North America for about 10 years. So, he knows the market. He knows, how the league works. And I think he can relate to people far better than Olaf Melberg ever did.
From a style standpoint, how much does it change moving forward, do you think?
It shouldn't change much. I mean, the team was quite adamant that they wanted someone, that the team's identity would be the high-pressing style, and that he would keep, whoever they hired would keep that going. So that is kind of a given from day one. But they said that one of the things they like about him is his ability to work on other on-ball stuff, because the rap against the high-pressing style is that it works in the regular season, but it doesn't work in the playoffs when you're playing good teams. And we saw that with Philadelphia this year and Bradley Carnell, who had the high-pressing style that had them get the best record in the league. But when they got to the playoffs, they did not get far, and that's because you're playing better teams, and that's when you have to be able to do things on the ball. And the team has said that is something that stood out to them during the hiring process, was his ability to get the team to also play an on-ball style, that would help them win games when they're in those situations when a pressing style and forcing turnovers isn't enough.
You answer this question a little bit by saying what you just said, that the style isn't going to change that much. But that being said, you have a new sporting director, you have a new head coach. How much of this is an organizational reset?
Well, Diego Gigliani, the team president, has made it clear that the high-pressing style is what they want the team's identity to be. But, it's in some ways, it's not City. Well, it all depends on how you want to define City 2.0. If Melberg was City 2.0, or was Critchley, where that change is happening. In some ways, it's going to be back to 1.0, or maybe this is 1.5, that it's the high-pressing style with better on-ball stuff, which was what Carnell had hoped to do in the second season and didn't really take place, but that they wanted to do more on-ball stuff. So it's a difficult balance as to where this goes, and we're going to have to see how it actually plays out. I mean, right now it's going to be tough to make changes because right now it's kind of the same players. I mean, they have not added anyone new, and that is going to be Corey Ray's task now as the offseason picks up, is how he's going to change the character of this team with players. Because right now, I mean, there's nobody new on this team. The MLS draft is on Thursday, but that's not a place where you get players to change the identity. And then it's going to be, training camp opens in a month, what they can do on the winter transfer market to bring in new players to make things happen. Or can they, roll the dice and hope they don't have players get injured like they have in every other year with this team.
Is it true that that in-season transfer market is really the more impactful one than the winter one?
It certainly is. I mean, it's where you can get better players. The problem, and this is one of the reasons behind the change of the schedule, is that, you know, you can bring, there's more players available and better players available in the summer window, but with the way the MLS schedule was, you'd get them for 10 games, and so you did not maximize what you would get, and it wasn't until the next season that they would help. So it is going to be tough for him to find really game changers in the European or South American markets in that time. You know, it's a matter of, can they get people, other players from MLS, or can they find that, you know, diamond in the rough, in the European market. But you know, Lewis Fanninsteel must have told me a dozen times how hard it was on that winter transfer window to get players, because that's a time when teams want to get rid of players that they don't like rather than players who are out of contract and can really help your team.
By all accounts, David Critchley did a very nice job, and he certainly was considered for this job, doesn't get it. Where does he go moving forward? I know in your story about it, you mentioned the fact that the organization would like him to stick around in a different role. How probable is that?
You know, it'll be tough. It'll be what David can find out there. If there are other teams that will hire him as an assistant coach or, you know, whatever that is, that's something I would think he would be interested in. I mean, he loves the franchise. They gave him this chance, which, you know, was really a big reach on their part to give it to him, and they supported him and they would like him to stay. Now it's, you know, could he be an assistant coach on this team? You know, that will be DeMay's call as to how that works. Would he want to go back to being the City 2 coach? He might find that being, you know, after he's had this taste of being the big guy running a team, you know, does he want to go back to the second team after his time with the first team? I don't know. And that is something that may depend on what is out there, you know, in the MLS market for him. I mean, he did a great job, and I think it would not have been bad, you know, for this team to have hired him. I think he would have been had the support of a lot of players. And obviously, you know, DeMay has a resume which is longer in the league. I mean, Critchley's MLS resume is, you know, the 15 games he was, or the 19 games he was head coach. You know, obviously DeMay been in the league longer. But, you know, he's the guy that deserves a chance somewhere on a first team. And I think that'll be a question of how the City SC first team coaching staff plays out. But yeah, you couldn't though also blame DeMay for being awkward about having the guy he's replacing being on his staff. Yeah. So at the same time, DeMay was in this situation in Cincinnati twice where he was interim coach. And I don't know that he was a candidate for the job either of those times. And he was kept on the staff by his successors. So, you know, he knows the situation, you know, Critchley is in.
Couple more minutes with Tom Timmerman from the Post-Dispatch. It's a little bit older news now, but it's the first time we've talked to you since then. Were you surprised that, maybe not that John Hackworth left the organization, but he left the organization for what to me felt like a bit of a step back, taking a college job at Navy?
One of the last times I talked with John during the season, when he was in when he had like three jobs, he was technical director, he was coaching City 2, and he was the interim sporting director. And I said, you know, is there any interest for you in, you know, letting Critchley take back this over and you could be the sporting director? And he said, no, I love to coach. I mean, coaching is what I want to do. And in a lot of ways, college coaching is perfect for John Hackworth because, you know, especially coaching at the Naval Academy, because they don't have to worry about NIL there. That's not an option at the service academies. They're not, you know, they're already getting a free ride, but it's not like they're paying players to come. So it's perfect. He doesn't have to deal with the headaches that every other college coach has to do. He loves the things like the Naval Academy. That's really up his alley. And I remember on the first day he got hired at City SC, I said, does this mean you're done being a coach, as you become director of coaching? He said, no, I think I still want to be a coach. If an MLS job came along, you know, yes, but I think he's going to be, I mean, the Naval Academy is the perfect place for John Hackworth. And yes, you know, he might covet an MLS job somewhere down the line, but I think right now that's just a great place for him. And he loves that kind of atmosphere, and it's going to be good for him. You know, I didn't know what it would take. I thought maybe he would stay at St. Louis just because he's got two sons that live in St. Louis now, and that would be something that would keep him here. But I think he's going to love it. I mean, I've been to the Naval Academy in Benton Campus. It's a wonderful place, and I think that team is already going to be better just by him being there. So he was going to get back into coaching some way, somehow. And, you know, the tough thing when you get, you know, interviewed for both the coaching job and the sporting director job, and you're in there as an interim basis and don't get it, it's tough to have a guy stay in that situation. So this is a great chance for him.
He is Tom Timmerman, covers City SC, also covers the Billikens, as he mentioned earlier. Billikens will be back in action coming up tomorrow evening against Bethune-Cookman. We'll have Tom back on to talk more Billikens in the future. But Tom, thank you so much for taking the time. And if we don't talk to you before, then have a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. We appreciate you being with us today.
Thanks, Matt, and same to you. Take care.
Awesome. Very good. That's Tom Timmerman joining us on the program. We appreciate him spending a little bit of time with us. We are going to take a break. We'll come back. Again, we've still got a lot coming up on the show tonight. We'll talk after the top of the hour. We'll talk with Corey Riggs, broadcaster for Missouri State, as they get ready for their bowl game on Thursday night. We'll get a little more baseball in here, some more Blues hockey in here as well. We got a lot to do before we're done in about an hour and 10 minutes at 8 o'clock. You're locked into a Graybar Sports Open Line on KMOX.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Welcome back to the Graybar Sports Open Line. Once again, Matt Pauley on KMOX.
We are back at it just for a couple more minutes here in hour number one. Hour number two, we are going to talk with Corey Riggs, broadcaster with Missouri State. Again, they've got their bowl game that's going to be coming up on Thursday night in Texas, Frisco, Texas, the Xbox Bowl. They're going to match up against Arkansas State. I really believe that that is one of the great sports stories in the state of Missouri that not enough people are talking about, the fact that Missouri State is in their first year playing FBS football, and they have found themselves into a bowl game, which is pretty darn impressive. So we're going to talk with Corey Riggs coming up in just a little while. Last thing, and I'm the last one to talk about what's going on with City SC in terms of like breaking down anything, but I get that they're going to try to keep the style somewhat the same as what they've had before, and that makes sense because the way the roster is, you're just not able to make major changes in the offseason. The major changes that you want to make occur in season. And that's part of why MLS, as much as I disagree with the decision by Major League Soccer to change their calendar, I think it's terrible. They're going to be competing with football and basketball instead of just competing with baseball, and they're going to be playing a lot of cold weather games. Like, I disagree completely with them changing their calendar here moving forward. They'll do one more year of the old one. I do recognize the reasons why they're doing it, and part of it is because they don't have the opportunity to have a normal off season when it comes to actually like building a roster, and that will change it a little bit. But this is another new era, complete new era of City SC, with a new sporting director and a new head coach, new leadership. This absolutely is a new era for this team, and we'll see what happens, because they came off, you know, we all know the story of their first year of existence, how good it was. It hasn't been good since then. It's been terrible since then. And they're an expansion franchise, so it's okay that it's been terrible. Expansion franchises are expected to be terrible for a certain amount of time when they first come off the ground. That doesn't happen as much now in the leagues that we've seen expand, both MLS and NHL. But we'll see with this new group whether or not they're able to put some gas on the fire and get things going once again. We'll talk some Missouri State football. They're in a bowl game on Thursday. We'll do that next here on KMOX.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.